Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the one about Matthew, about Noah, comparing the parousia of the Son of God with the days of Noah. As I come to this chapel, I'm often reminded of a church where I was confirmed in. They built a new church for me to be confirmed in. And the old church we had been in was a traditional, old-style church with a spire. You go in, there's chairs, pews on the side, and then beautiful altar in the front, made out of wood. Seats maybe 150, small country church. But the new church was an A-frame such as this. Maybe not quite as big. But nevertheless, it was A-frame, and inside, instead of having concrete color, there was panels of wood and wooden beams. And as my pastor catechized me, he taught us that this should remind us of the ark. How God brought into the ark Noah and his family and saved them from the storms and the floods and the wickedness that was outside. And so it is similar for us. As we come here, we are kind of escaping for a moment the storms and the cold weather outside. We're perhaps for a moment taking refuge from a Greek final or some other final that we may be experiencing. We're coming here probably to find comfort and consolation for some of the disappointments and some of the sadnesses in our heart. It is a place of refuge. But more than that, it is a place where we can come and know that we are loved. For we come here, and our Father is here to greet us with words of comfort and of hope and of love. A word of encouragement to continue on, that when the final day does come, we will be taken up to be with Him. And those who go about their business, not ever having given heed to the invitation to come, will be washed away in the final destruction of the old heaven and earth. I think we can think about coming here also as the animals who were drawn and Noah was drawn into the ark, not only a place of refuge and comfort, but a place to be nourished by the very word of God. And indeed, by the very flesh and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself up on the cross so that we might have a place of refuge, so we might have a permanent heavenly home safe from the attacks of the wolves and the storms and the flood. I recall as I was growing up, we often rehearsed running to the cellar of the house. When the winds became such and the rains beat down, my father and mother would summon us all to get up and head for the basement. Being in later years, 14 of us in the house, each one had various assigned responsibilities. Some of us were to grab coats, others were to grab children to ensure that all would make it safely to the basement. And so it was for 17 years, running safely to the basement, but never experiencing any tragedy. But then on that Palm Sunday in 67, where tornadoes swept across the Midwest, they also swept across our farm. And we had no sooner gotten into the basement, my father peeked out the door and the lightning flashed, and he says, "Well, the barn is gone." And the next moment, it was like a train was going over the house. And then it passed, and my father looked, well, the house is still there. But when the storms passed and the winds died down, it was seemingly safe to come out. We saw that the winds indeed had broken many of the windows of the house, but the Lord had preserved our house and preserved my brothers and sisters and mother and father, and we all live to this day, praise God. So it is with at the time of Noah. The people rushed, the Noah's children rushed into the ark to be safe. And so it is for us that we rush here daily, kind of as a rehearsal for that great final summons So we were all rehearsed, and we know where to go and what to do and what it is that we need to bring with us. Indeed, we bring the promises of God that he has planted in our hearts through the hearing of his word, through the eating of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we can remember that we've already passed through the flood, that our sins have been washed away in that flood of baptism. And so when that final trumpet goes out and Christ calls, we know that he calls for us, and we shall enter that eternal, everlasting, heavenly home, that ark in heaven, which will save us from all, which where we'll find peace and comfort and joy and eternal rest. May God indeed instill us with this hope and this faith. In Jesus' name, amen.